This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to the people for reiterating their faith in the constitution and the democratic systems of the country by participating in the Lok Sabha elections. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, he congratulated the Election Commission and everyone involved in the electoral process. Mr. Modi spoke about the special campaign launched on World Environment Day this year, Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. He appealed to the people from all over the world to plant a tree along with their mothers or in their mother's name. He was happy to note that people are sharing pictures of planting trees with their mothers. The Prime Minister elaborated that during the last decade, there has been an unprecedented expansion of forest area in India. During the Amrit Mahotsav, more than 60,000 Amrit Sarovars have also been created across the country. Speaking about the monsoon season, Mr. Modi mentioned a special umbrella made in Kerala, Karthumbi umbrella. These special umbrellas are crafted in Attappadi of Kerala. The Prime Minister praised the tribal women of Kerala for making these colourful umbrellas and expressed happiness that the demand for these umbrellas is rising across the country. Mr. Modi also gave the example of snow peas of Jammu and Kashmir. He said the first consignment of snow peas was sent to London from Pulwama recently. Touching upon the subject of yoga, the Prime Minister said that the whole world celebrated the 10th International Day of Yoga with enthusiasm. He stated that new records are being made every year as the observance of Yoga Day is progressing. Mr. Modi also congratulated the Akashvani family as the Sanskrit Bulletin of Akashvani is completing 50 years of its broadcast today. He highlighted that for 50 years, this bulletin has kept many people connected to Sanskrit.
Aaj 30 June ko आकाशवाणी का संस्कृत बुलेटिन अपने प्रसारण के 50 साल पूरे कर रहा है। 50 वर्षों से लगातार इस बुलेटिन ने कितने ही लोगों को संस्कृत से जोड़े रखा है। मैं ऑल इंडिया रेडियो परिवार को बधाई देता हूँ। संस्कृत की प्राचीन भारतीय ज्ञान और विज्ञान की प्रगति में बड़ी भूमिका रही है।
The three new criminal laws, भारतीय न्याय संहिता 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force tomorrow. The Government of India has held regular meetings with states and union territories and they are fully geared up in terms of technology, capacity building and awareness generation to implement the new criminal laws. President Draupadi Murmu paid her tributes to the immortal fighters of the Santhal Rebellion on Hul Divas. In a social media post, the president said that the immortal stories of sacrifices of heroes like Sidhu Kanhu, Chand Bhairav and Phulo Jhano, who fought a historic war against injustice, are written in golden letters. She said that the ideals of those revolutionaries will always remain a source of inspiration for all the countrymen. Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi took charge as the next Chief of the Army Staff today in New Delhi. Born on 1st July 1964, Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi was commissioned into the infantry, Jammu and Kashmir Rifles of the Indian Army on 15 December 1984. During his long and distinguished service, spanning nearly 40 years, he has served in different capacities. In the rank of Lieutenant General, the officer has tenanted important appointments including Director General Infantry and General Officer Commanding-in-Chief Headquarters Northern Command from 2022 to 2024. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is leaving on an official visit to Qatar today. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that during the visit, he will meet the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdurrahman bin Jassim Al-Thani. In Gaza, at least 40 Palestinians were killed and 224 others injured in Israeli attacks across the besieged Gaza Strip over the past 24 hours. And India won the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defeating South Africa by 7 runs in a classic final at Kensington yesterday. Opting to bat first, Virat Kohli 76 and Akshar Patel 47 led India to a strong 176 for 7 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.